I really loved my baby shower and my gender reveal. So I just kind of wanted to go through like a whole bunch of ideas that I found interesting and like different thoughts on those. It was just so much fun, and I'm really not a person who loves big groups of people or, you know, just having all the attention on me in general is not my favorite thing. So it's even been really hard to do these podcasts and work my way up to having video on here. Just so everybody knows too, pretty much my whole house is under construction. So for baby showers, I found some really cool games that I thought that I hadn't heard of, and some I had heard of. But there was one called Pass the Prize that I thought was cool. So you get like a really nice gift, and it just, you start, I think they said you like pull a name out of the hat, and that's where the prize starts. Or the first question is kind of where the present goes first. So it'd be like, you know, whoever has known the mommy to be the longest gets the present. And then it's like, you know, who knows the mommy-to-be's favorite food or whatever the case may be, and then you pass the present along, and then by the last question, whoever ends up with it is the one that gets the prize, which I thought was a lot of fun. So gender reveal ideas, too. There's definitely just more and more over time that people keep coming up with. For my gender reveal, we kind of did it just out of the blue, because I had had enough. I wanted to know what he was, and I couldn't wait any longer. So my husband had gotten the powder packets, and he did a burnout in his car. And as soon as I said I was a boy, he took off. So the burnout wasn't huge, but it was definitely cute. I have pictures, and it looks cute. The best part of that was I didn't have a whole lot of people over, but one of my friends, Sam, was here. And she really wanted me to have a girl because all of her, you know, nephews are boys. And she wanted a little girl to buy for. And when it turned blue, all you hear on the camera is, ah, shit. And the camera turns off. So it's pretty funny. But she honestly has been one of the people that has came over the most and been super supportive.